Where are we today?
We're at Linksport today.
Yeah, and what are we here to do?
Just to test out my new chair.
And how was your recent rugby game that you had? Did that go well?
Yes, it did. And apart from a few injuries, tipped backwards as well.
Oh, tipped backwards? Yeah. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes. Basically, there was one team member was coming this way, and I saw him at the corner of my eye, and next thing he just bash into me.
Oh no.
And then I went backwards.
Ouch. So this is part of the role of a sport like this,
yes,
being in a chair.
Yes.
Rugby becomes a very different beast, right?
Yes, that's correct, yes.
Yeah. So you like the adrenaline?
Yes, bashing into people.
So you're sitting in your new custom-built rugby chair. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yes. Oh, so it's the time for myself. And that to get some more speed. And that's why they call me Speedy.
Should we see the back of your top, actually? Yep. You've got it written on there, haven't you?
Yeah.
Speedy.
Yeah.
And where do you play in the team? What's your position?
I usually play defence.
Yeah.
Like, bashing into people. The dangerous part.
But you've got a few complications, haven't you?
Yeah.
So you have no way of getting your rugby chair from your flat to the sports centre.
And back again.
And back again.
Yeah.
And you're in a unique situation in the sense you don't have transport, you haven't got living with a partner or anyone who can drive you around, so you
yep.
don't have a vehicle. So
yep.
you've just been told today you can't store your rugby chair
yes.
at the sports centre.
Yes,
how does that feel?
I should say that's... I understand the part, yeah, sure, they don't want to get it damaged, and in case anyone else uses it. But apart from storing it, it's going to be a difficult situation, and I'm going back and forwards.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm not too sure how can we solve the actual problem of the situation.
So this is where you currently store your chair, right?
Yes, that's correct.
But yeah. you're now being asked to not leave it here.
Yeah.
And this is your other chair that we're going to take as well.
Yep.
Okay. It's quite a challenge, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're now going to take that chair and you're going to get back in your own chair.
Yep.
Back to your flat.
Yep.
So that leaves you with a predicament next time you want to play rugby, right?
Yep.
Okay. So we're now walking back from the sports centre. Kyle's next to me.
Yep.
We're trying our best. Now, I'm seriously struggling to push this along. I don't know how this is going to work for you, Kyle. What do you think? How are you going to get this and that to the sports centre without transport?
Yeah, that's the only thing that I can, well, do is get into that. But the only thing is that it's going to be quite difficult to push that.
That's all right. Look, I've just crashed into you. Sorry. You carry on. We're back. So what have we got to try and do now?
We've got to figure out the way to get the chair to A to B on a Monday.
Yep, so getting it from here back to the sports centre.
And back.
Yep. Right, Carl, we've just found this happening. So you've got a water leak into this bucket.
Yeah, I've got a bigger bucket and that right here.
Yeah. And you've told your housing provider that it's happened?
Yep.
And that was when you tell them yesterday?
Yes, I told them yesterday.
They offer you any way of getting it sorted?
The... said they'll put it on the list.
And on the list? Do you know when that will be sorted? Because that's quite a lot of water coming out of there.
So far that they've got to book it in.
Book it in?
Yeah.
Okay.
And but they've got a long list to do. cards and that what I collect, and that is called Yu-Gi-Oh! Trading card game. And that some people are quite interested in building different decks just to casual play, or if not, go into tournaments.
Yeah, so how many have you collected, do you think, over the last few years?
Over 1,000 for sure.
1,000?
Over 1,000, yeah.
Wow.
Then I'm gonna go to the Oxford card show and see if I can get a good trade on them.
Oh, so you're gonna go and meet a dealer?